one champion trainer to another, and we've set Darren a slightly different task today because he's got so many runners. We've put the pressure on him to nominate his top five, which this could go completely belly up. How are you, Weary?
Good, Matty.
This is a test of you as a judge, not as a trainer, and I think it's high risk. So, but you have been run ragged with questions about your runners in the Lawrence, and I'm sure our listeners have got a fair idea about all that. But what about in your own mind when you send them off in the trucks today? In the back of your mind, which ones you're most confident about it? Not necessarily even at Caulfield today, but there's also Morpheville. But the five or six today that you're really keen to tip the punters into.
Oh, the two in Adelaide look well placed for sure, but they're very short, so not going to get much value there, Matt. But looking forward to see Quillista run.
This is the former Argentinian who's been jumping out well?
No, that's race three, isn't it?
Sorry, I've got the wrong one. Yeah, Quillista. Yeah. You've got them from all over the world. I never know where they're coming from.
Yeah, that one's from Perth, that one. Right, so looking forward to see her run. She's come over with a bit of a wrap on her and seems to have trialled up okay. Obviously, the runners in the Lawrence, I'd Black Art Bass, clearly the pick of them, I would have thought, from a good draw. And I thought Aussie Choice had a chance in the last, but probably didn't want Chris's horse to get a run, to be honest.
Yeah, it's flying game. On pretty the quick backups wanker, isn't it? But he did he did put a soft track Moz on it to us just then, so, you know.
Don't know about that, but anyway, it looks the one to beat in that race. But just looking forward to good day's racing. Got a lot of nice horses kicking off, Matt, and yeah. Hopefully they get through the day well and run all right.
Yeah, absolutely. And just from a longer-term point of view, there's your big Jukes, for instance, and he, obviously, when you're thinking of Melbourne Cups and so on, you're probably hopeful that Big Duke will take your fairway this spring.
Yeah, absolutely. Had a great prep, his first prep. You know, realistically, he's probably more of a Mernie Valley Cup horse, but so that's sort of the path I reckon we'll head down, and the path we went down with Prince of Penzance, so we'll head down that path with him and hopefully can run well in that and then push on to the big one if he's going well enough. And obviously, Tosin Stardom.
It's becoming a bit of a myth, Tosin Stardom. We just need to get a solid campaign into him now, don't we?
Yeah, that's it, Matt. You're on the right track there. So hopefully that can start off today and continue into the spring and see what he's really, really got, I guess. But he's obviously shown us plenty at home, so we know he's a good galloper. But we've just got to get him right. And obviously, Brave Smash, you know, I'm not sure where all this money's come from because he's trialled up well, but he hasn't trialled up exceptionally well.
And they've backed him to beat Vega Magic first up. It's a big roll of the dice, that, isn't it?
I guess it's the weight, I guess. You know, the 6.5 kilos turnaround in the weight, but he should have that too.
Yeah.
It's a really good horse, Vega Magic. So, you know, looking forward to see him run, for sure, and he certainly, you know, he showed us that he can gallop at home, but I'm not sure the market's got it completely right.
All right, and I know I promised I'd only ask you about five, but I've asked you about 50, but that was always going to happen. Just one more, and I think the curiosity factor with Tahani, that's the one I was thinking of before, ex-Argentinian, and spent a bit of time in Dubai, jumping out okay as well?
Yeah, they've got a couple of those horses, and I would think they'd benefit from a run, so just sort of they look well, they're in good shape, they've been trialling up well enough, but they need to go to the races and see where they're sort of fitting in, Matt. So happy to be kicking them off, and and then we'll get a bit more of a guide which way we go after today.
Terrific. Good on you, Weary. I know you're busy, and I really appreciate your time, mate. Thanks for that.
Good on you.